on the way to Matt Smith, I mentioned this, but James Harron has been very active overnight at the Tats July sale in England, and he's paid 450,000 guineas, which he's let me know is near enough to 800 and... what did I say, Ray?
800,056?
Yeah. It was 806,000 dollars he's paid for a three-year-old son of Frankel, who's raced, won its last start at Sandown by 8 lengths. No trainer decided yet, but it's a horse called New King that will be coming to Australia. So we'll learn a bit more about that horse over the next few days. Let's go to Matt Smith. Morning to you, Matt. Good to have you aboard, mate. I know that you've been fortunate enough to get some international horses off OTI, but prior to that, even I think you had clients that bought horses. It is a different game these days, isn't it?
Sure is. I'm sure I'd find room for New King in the stable. I think there'd be no worries about that.
Exactly. Yeah.
We'll find a box here.
Text James because he's on the line. He's already texted me a few times. So get on the aggression, Matt.
Yeah, no, we've been lucky enough to get some great support from our owners and purchase a few of these imported horses, which are great addition to the stable, gives us a few more options in those staying races.
Well, Andrew, I'm not sure if you know, but one of those ones that Matt's got is Attorney, who's won two from two in Australia, and he's part owned by our good friend Leo Schlink. And Matt, will we see Attorney in town next start?
Yeah, he's going to be nominated for next Saturday, both here and in Brisbane, but it just depends on weights and how the races look at the moment. It's just not the perfect race for him in the next couple of weeks, so we'll nominate him next week, see how the races look.
Yeah, lovely horse. And we also yesterday, Andrew, saw German St. Ledger winner Sweet Thomas make his, well, I guess, official Australian debut in a Randwick Barrier trial. Far too short for him. But, Matt, how'd he come through that trial? And I know you've got a pretty fair opinion of this horse.
Yeah, good. Actually, we've nicknamed him Ray. That's his stable name.
Oh, poor thing. He's got a massive handicap
he's a
now.
He's a superstar.
What? No, he dresses himself immaculately, does he?
No, he looks enormous. So, we do like him a lot. He looks good, actually. He trod really sharp yesterday. So it's nice when you get those horses that have won out to, you've won over 2,800. He's won the German St. Ledger. You know, if they can come back here and trial sharp in these shorter trials, got a horse who possibly win over 2,000 or, around that trip's a big asset.
And being a German St. Ledger winner, Matt, he's qualified for most of the major staying races in the spring, so that's one headache you don't have to worry about. How long has he been with you now?
He's been here about 5 months now.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's had a little prep, and now he's in his full prep now, and we'll push on through the spring now, and we've mapped out a program for him. So, we'll get him started in those earlier races over 2,000 metres and we'll just build him up and hopefully we can get him in the cup.
Yeah, no, promising horse, as is Attorney. Hey, Matt, two runners today. You kick off the day in race 5 with Kanunga. Drawn a little awkwardly again, this mare, but, she's racing well without much luck. I guess if she can get across early today from that awkward barrier, she's in the contest again.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we just haven't had any luck at Rosehill lately. I think every time we've put her in there, she's drawn the outside, so... makes it a little bit, obviously, a lot more difficult from those gates. And it's probably better, if the track's... hopefully the track will dry out a bit. It's definitely at the 1100, should be better on a drying track rather than a genuine heavy 8. But, she's been going along beautifully through the prep. And, it's the right race if she'd drawn a gate. Mm. So we'll just need a bit of luck.
There's a very good chance we'll get back into the soft 7 range. Is that probably more in her ballpark?
That'd be okay, yeah, for sure. And obviously, she needs to get a position early and quickly, without using up too much energy to finish it off. So we'll just need a bit of luck from the barrier, for sure.
Well, in race 8, your other runner, Tonsor, has drawn the right gate. I know we're getting deep into the day, so sometimes the rail cannot be the best place to be on these rain-affected tracks. But in defence of Tonsor, he's got good gate speed, puts himself up on the pace. Looks a lovely race for him, Matt.
Yeah, no, I thought his run was really good last day out at Rosehill. Probably, again, just the track caught him out late. I think he was right in there with a chance with about 100 to go. Having had that run and drawn a nice gate, he should be able to go straight to the front, I would imagine. And hopefully we just get the tempo right and he'll be right in the finish. But he's working well, he looks good, so can't fault him.
Yeah, there's not much pace outside of probably Tonsor, so you're happy to lead if that's how it eventuates?
For sure, yeah. Look, he's just a naturally quick beginner, so it's hard to take that away from those sort of horses unless there's, you know, really good tempo on the race. So I would think with his gate speed, he'll bounce to the front, and yeah, hopefully Jenny can just get it right through that first part of the race, and then, you know, I'm sure he'll be right in the finish.
Yeah, lovely horse. He's put together a nice record now, Matt. 5 wins from just 11 starts. He's beautifully bred by Redoute's Choice out of Brazilian Pulse. But why has he been so lightly raced?
Yeah, he was just, I didn't get into it. He was almost 3.5. Mm-hmm. And he just would have had some growing pains and things, shin soreness, et cetera. He'd had a few trials, hadn't raced. And when we got him, he had a quarter crack popped up. I think the first preparation we had him, so we had to spell him and get that to grow out. And yeah, it was just one of those horses that just needed time. And
he looks hard to beat today. Look, Matt, thanks for joining us today. The stayers are going great. The sprinters are going well too. The stable overall flying, and best luck with both your runners this afternoon at Rosehill.
Yeah, thanks, Ray. Anytime.
Thanks, Matt.